I would have liked to stay with you longer, but I find consolation in the words of Jesus. He tells us, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. The Father sends his Spirit of truth and love into the world, and the Spirit guides us in the ways of peace. Therefore, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Welcome to The Holy Spirit Is With You, hosted by Kathleen McCarthy of In His Sign Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world.
Well, praise God. It's good to be with each of you again. My life. I've had a a crazy couple days. I'm sure you have yourself. And one of those times when everything could go wrong, did. But at any rate, I want to praise and thank God. I've had, as I share with you on Tuesday on my two-hour program on the air, that I was not, please don't email me because I'm not able to receive emails, nor am I able to respond by email. And my phone had crashed. I got most stuff back, however, not everything. And I spent hours on end the last 3 days, and I do mean hours on end. One place, my AT&T, they couldn't fix it. They couldn't restore anything. Then they called me, come back, bring something else. I went back another 3 hours. They couldn't do it, sent me to Apple. Went down to Apple today, they couldn't do it. And bottom line is, they said they never saw anything like it. They can't understand what happened here and why I lost, you know, not only my mail, but a couple other things. Anyway, they told me to look into the Geek Squad. And funny enough, I was pressed for time because I knew I had the program today. I knew I was being picked up by Pam to bring me into the studio. So I get there, go over there, I was going to make an appointment. And there was two people there. And I share this because I want to tell you how wonderful God is all the time. If we just realize, do our part, do what we have to do, and let God, you know, do the rest. And that's when he does his best, when we just put it in his hands. So I think you'll appreciate this. I hope you will. So anyway, I'm going in, and the guy says, oh, you don't have an appointment? I said, no. He said, oh, you'll have to sit over there. And there was two people there being attended to. And another woman walked in, and she looked at me. I said, oh, I'm sitting here. I'm waiting till they're done. I said, do you have an appointment? And she said, yes, I have an appointment. I said, oh, all right, then I'm never going to get out of here in time. And I said, I hope everything works out for you. And I stood up to leave. And she said to me, wait a minute. When she said, why do you have to leave? I said, oh, I'm being picked up a little while. I said, I have a program I have to do, and I can't stay any longer, you know, for another person. And she said, go ahead of me. And I said, what? She said, please go ahead of me. I'm 20 minutes early for my appointment. I'll tell them, take you first. Well, anyway, long story short, that's what happened. And I get the one person, and he's the manager. And we're talking, and he's trying everything, and nothing's working. Was saying the same thing the other people said. I don't know what the heck's wrong with this. This is unbelievable, blah, 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 blah. And his name was Zach. So anyway, I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at my, you know, knowing I have to be there very shortly. So I said, I'll tell you what, Zach, I'm going to pray while you work. So he's working on it, trying to bring it up. I'm praying in the spirit, got my hand out in prayer, and I said to him, I am praying. He goes, here you go. I got it back. He sort of jury-rigged it. He said, this is temporary, but I have this. You're able to receive your emails and be able to send back. I paired, you know, had my watch paired, so, because I couldn't even use my watch at all. So he paired that with my phone. And anyway, all said and done. And I said, you know what, Zach? I'm in and out of here like that. God really blessed me with you. And he sort of looked, you know, and smiled. And he said, I'm here. He said, I was sent here just recently. He said, I'm sort of the new manager. And I said, well, isn't God good, Zach? Because he had you here for me today. And so I said to him, I'm going to give you some advertisement on the air. A little reciprocity doesn't hurt. So if anybody has had issues with their phone, and you've, you know, whatever the issue is, every place has told me, go to the Geek Squad. So I happened to go to the one in Montgomeryville. And I happened to get this young man, Zach. I have his card in my wallet. And I said, Zach, I'm telling you this. I'm so pleased. Put out his hand. I put out my hand, shook his hand. I said, I'm so pleased. And I said, this was a real blessing, a real moment of being blessed. And I said, and I think it benefited both of us. And he smiled. He said, you're going to advertise? I said, I am. He said, my boss is going to be thrilled. He said, are you really a broadcaster? I said, I really am. So I gave him my card. And he looked at it. He goes, you really are. I said, I really am. And I'm walking out. I said, I'll be back. He said, you're going to get a notice. It says, give it a month, but you'll have a notice probably in the next 15 days that this was temporary fix. They're going to send you a code finally to be able to fix it permanently. And call me, and I'll bring you right in. I said, okay. So I'm going out, and this woman, her name was Barbara, was still sitting there. And she said, you're a broadcaster? I said, yes. And she said, I heard you talking to him, and I heard what you said. I said, and you were every bit as important, if not more so. I said, you know what, Barbara? And I said, my name's Kathleen. I said, I want to tell you this, how God used you today. And I told her the story I just told you. I was going to just make an appointment, and there was none open over the phone. So I said, I'm just going to tell my daughter-in-law, Angela. She was trying to find out who could get me an appointment. I said, I'm just going to go in. And I said, so of all the people that could have come in next, God sent you. And I had only a short window of time because I have to be on the air. And I said, and you were part of moving me right in to a spot that I wouldn't have had if it wasn't for you. Even the manager said, no, 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 you got an appointment. She doesn't. And she said, I'm giving it to her. So I said, I want you to know that God not only blessed this whole time, but his timing is always perfect, Barbara, always. And he brought you here. And this day, at this time, when I only had a tiny window before I went on the air. So, Barbara, if you're listening today, I want to say again thank you. I told her, I gave her how she could get into my Facebook Live. And I just, these things happen every single day of my life. Every day of my life. And I think it's important for each of us to realize He is in charge. It might not work out the way I wanted it to or expected it to sometimes, but His ways, He tells us time and time again, His ways are not our ways, that they're far above our ways. And after spending 3.5 hours at one place and 2 hours at another place, and they couldn't do a thing, then they sent me to come back, and I came back and again, another couple hours with my iPad. They said they could fix it all through that. They couldn't. Then send me the Apple. They did nothing for me. They said it's not an equipment problem. It's a Google problem. Why don't you try Google? And why don't you try the Geek Squad? He said they know all about Google. And they, if you have a problem, they can fix it. And so God literally directed me to the one in not far from where I live, and I even got home in time for my ride into the studio today. She was in the driveway, and then, now I'm supposed to go up. Even that worked out. I couldn't make my dress fitting for the wedding. The rehearsal dinner's tomorrow, and then dinner's, and then, thing is Friday, the wedding is Friday, Saturday. So God worked it all out in His perfect time without being, this didn't work, that didn't work. Well, you missed your dress thing. Well, the lady's going to take me at 6:30 tonight. And this is probably no sense to you, Barbara, but what I wanted to say, it's because you were so gracious. You were God's voice to me today when you said, no, please, go ahead of me. And when we know that every day, regardless of what's going on, that God works all together for a greater good for those who love Him. And so I just want to say thank you if you are listening. If you're not, people that are listening here today, it goes to you as well. He really is with us at every moment of every day. He really does work it all out in the end. Long story short, this is what I'm saying. I'm on the phone, getting ready to go home now, coming out of the, even before I got that far, I got a note that my music minister couldn't be there for Lumina Christi. And I ask you to pray for him. He's a very special, holy man. And his name is Mark. Mark Carey. And he's heartbroken that he couldn't be here. But he just had a scan today, and he did not receive good news. And his doctor won't even let him travel. So I want you to please pray for my wonderful friend and father's wonderful friend, Mark Carey. And I ask only that you pray for him, that God would lay His healing hands upon him and restore him in good health. That's the kind of guy Mark is. In the midst of hearing that news today, and he quickly called and said that doctor won't leave him travel. First off, he's probably in shock because he never in a million years expected this news. Do you know that he went and prepared a list of all he knew, all the people he knew from every state, hoping that I could tap one of those? But praise be to God, I called Malvern immediately, and I'm waiting to hear, but he had two people. My nephew, who was the composer, assistant composer, and the composer of the World Media Families, of the Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis. And he was He was the one chosen to do the music for the Mass and all, and he's my nephew. And Rick, Rich, is also the music director at St. Denis. And my son, Michael, so fast contacted him, explained the situation, and he offered to do it as well. So I just want to praise and thank God that whatever goes awry, whatever goes, you know, what shall I say, zigzag for us, we have to remember whatever detour comes up, God will take you on that detour and work it out better in the end. So I just want to praise and thank God, and I had to share that with you today because two people were so amazed that to hear that God was using them in the most secular way you could get in walking into a Best Buy. So Best Buy in Montgomeryville, right off of 309 Bethlehem Pike, they got me in and out so quick. And when it's, even though it's temporary, I have my watch on my hand. I can see what time it is. I have my emails back temporarily. But how good is our God? How good is our God? So I want to praise and thank you, because most people that would be like, well, that's no big deal, Kathleen. You couldn't get your emails. Well, before that, the whole phone crashed. So I had to get a new phone, and then everything else took place. So I just want to praise and thank God that He is amazing God. He's amazing. And whatever's going on in our lives, whether it's a little thing or whether it's a huge thing like what's happening to Mark right now, God has a plan. And He will work in and through that plan. He will enter deeply into everything that we go through. And even though we might not understand His ways, we might not understand the ways that He's working, and maybe we can't even see Him working, which is most times, nevertheless, never doubt that He is working. And I always say, what a mighty God we have. And we do indeed. So I just wanted to share that little story with you because I thought it was important. Now, you know, my sidekick, Father Dermot, he's the one that was calling me, letting me know about Mark. He's on his way home. You knew he was going to be away for a couple weeks. He was in the airport. I just talked to him. And he sends his best. So let's just open up the gospel today. I only have that hour because, you know, I gave over my second hour a couple years ago to Dr. Raimondo. And I just want to open the gospel today in this hour we have. And I want to share the gospel with you. And hopefully see what it's seeing the gospel here today. Okay, it's the gospel from Luke 17, verses 20-25. And, you know, what a nice way. A lot of people don't have the opportunity to go to daily Mass. A lot of people, you know, things going on, a lot of different reasons. Some are homebound, some have obligations. You know, it's a beautiful way to start off your day with Mass, for me personally, and for those who aren't Catholic, just to make a little visit to church or just open your Bible. When you think you don't have time to do that, which you've heard me say many times, oh, I don't have time to, Kathleen, you don't know, I got so much on my plate, I don't have time to pray in the morning. I get up, get out of the house, get in the office, or get the kids up, start moving around. I don't have time to pray. if we don't have time to pray, hear me now, if we don't have time to pray, we're too busy. And something has to go. And it isn't God. When we just take a moment before we even get out of bed and say a little prayer, I tell you truly, by the end of that day, when we think there's not going to be enough time now to do what I need to do, even if you take 5 minutes out, slow you down a bit, I do assure you, you'll have time left over at the end of that day. It has never, ever failed. And everything falls into place. You might not think it does, but if you look back over your day, it does. So I just want to praise and thank God for all of you. It is live streamed. I ask you to hit your share button to send this out. Maybe people need to see that you're the instrument. That you're the instrument today. When somebody receives this program through you forwarding and hitting your share button, send it out. Let other people know that today you are being used by God to evangelize. That you are forwarding the message, the program, and so God's Word. Not everybody has an opportunity to read the scriptures or go to Mass, but what a beautiful way to begin the day. And so today, I'm going to share the gospel with you. Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, 'Behold, here he is,' or 'There he is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." And he said to the disciples, "The days are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Behold there,' or 'Behold here.' Do not go. Do not follow them. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the whole sky from one side to the other, so then and there will the Son of Man be in his day. But the first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation." The Gospel of the Lord. Do we understand that the kingdom of God not coming really with these, all these kinds of signs and so forth? Signs and wonders accompany the believers. We don't have to chase after them. Scriptures tell us that signs and wonders do accompany the believers. But he was talking to the people in those days, in those times, and it was he was telling them that the Son of Man, who they referred to in those days as to Jesus, the Son of Man, they rejected him. They didn't believe he was the Son of God. They didn't believe he was the Son of Man that was going to be the one that from the beginning of the Old Testament to the New, that this would take place, the day of the Lord. And they waited a long, long time. And the only one that finally filled every single prophetic word, not most of them, a lot of people could fill some of those prophetic words in regards to what will happen or what it will be like when Jesus appears and comes back for you and for me and for all of us. Because he doesn't want anyone lost. But people will say, oh, he's here, or this is God over here, or this is really, really believe this is him over here. He says, don't go listening to that. Don't go following those. They're not true. When I come, you will know. He said, just like the lightning lights up the whole sky, just like it's from one side to the other, and bright lightning comes and lights up that whole sky. Then you will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds. Prepare. Prepare. All those who will repent of their sins, regardless of what sins they were, will be forgiven. But all those who will refuse to accept and reject me still will not be forgiven. And they will have to suffer the consequences of that. But we must remember that our God is an awesome, loving God. He says, anyone. He doesn't say all those people that are walking in the fullness of the Spirit or all those Catholics, Protestants, and Jews. He doesn't say that. He said, oh, at that time, when I appear on the last day, don't run after signs and wonders, but the sign will be like lightning lighting up the sky. All will see him. From the east to the west, to the north to the south, he will come. We say the prayer all the time, when you come again. He is coming again. He's coming back for you and for me. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour. But when he does come, that we will be prepared. And for those who are not prepared, he will come. Scriptures say, like a thief in the night, when you least expect him. In those days when the Lord talks about just like lightning, that'll be the only thing that will light up the whole sky. Because in his day, when people, there was a dry land, an arid land, and so when lightning lit up the whole sky, everybody ran and tried to get away from it. They were afraid of it, and the whole sky lit up. Because it was a rare thing that lightning would strike there. But lightning strikes. How many times have we seen lightning even in the summer? But he says, I will come when you least expect me. Look at the signs. Those who repent of their sin in their lives, no matter what sin, if they really repent, turn to me, I will forgive their sins and they will enter into the kingdom. But for those who will not believe, who refuse to believe in the Son of God, then they will not enter into the kingdom. Those who are not sorry for all the things that they've done, they will not enter the kingdom. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry. To be a voice for those who have no voice. To evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
So we're back again. You know, this gospel is really, pardon me, a beautiful gospel. It's one, you know, the Jews at that time were trying to trip him up, that we know. They were trying to test him because he was referring to himself as a son of man, which meant he was sent from the Father. And so he was, hold on. That's what you get with live, my friends. He was trying to, they were trying to trip him up, and he wasn't having it. He knew what they were doing, and he said to them that the kingdom of God was already here. That's what he told them. The kingdom of God was already here. He told them that the reign of God was already there. And Jesus, of course, he was speaking of God's kingdom as the coming was present. Because we know from baptism, the kingdom of God is within us. Okay, the kingdom of God is within you. Don't question it. Believe it. The kingdom of God is within you. It's within you. It's within every baptized person. So the kingdom of God is present now. And he was telling the Jews at that time, were trying to trick him up, that the kingdom of God was within. It was a present thing. But that also, on the day of the Lord, as they were asking him about, and that was the term on that, on the day of the Lord, or the day that the Jews all waited for the coming Messiah. You know, that's why they didn't reject you. That's why they rejected Jesus when he came in the flesh. Wait a minute, this little baby, that's God? No, thank you. This little baby is going to take over all of our enemies, and he's going to, conquer all the enemies of Jerusalem. They never believed him. They wouldn't accept him. This little raggedy baby born in a stable, he's no king. Little did they know. He didn't come as they expected him to. But my brothers and sisters, he told us to be watchful. He told us not to fall asleep. And he told us, as he told the Jews that were questioning him and trying to trip him up, he told them that the kingdom of God was already here, was within them. And then he said, and the reign of God on earth would be the Son of Man coming when you least expect him. And those that will repent, all will be saved. Everybody who repents, they'll look, they'll see him, and they'll beat their scriptures in another part, say they beat their breast and rend their clothing because they didn't believe in Jesus Christ. They didn't believe he really was going to come. They really didn't believe that the Father sent him not to destroy other armies that were attacking them or putting burdens on them. No. He was coming to conquer sin and death. You and I are going to live forever. All of our listeners, we're going to live forever. We were built, we were hardwired, put together to last forever. Not some junk that falls apart after a lot of use. God created us. He formed us and fashioned us in our mother's womb before we were even born. And he loved us. And he's continually coming to remind us that for everyone that's baptized, not only is the kingdom of God within them, but as we continue to be faithful to the gospel, as we continue to give it our best to love as he loves unconditionally. Only God can love completely unconditionally, but he calls us to be perfect as he is perfect. He doesn't say, you're perfect as I am. No, he's God. But he says, be perfect, okay? That tense, that verb is an action, be. It's something that we're all called to be, to grow into every single day of our lives. Today was a growing moment. Throughout my whole day, from the time I woke up, opportunities for me to be a messenger for Christ, to be his voice, his hands, his feet, to bringing a message as common to my common day as picking up food and eating it with my fork or my spoon. God nourishes us. He feeds us with his own body and blood. His word is alive. And it is living in us. The kingdom of God is within us. So don't fret. Don't be so anxious and worried, especially about your children. God's got this. He's working in them. He's healing them. Not in the way maybe we're like, where are you, Lord? I've been praying for this. I've been praying so hard for this. Why aren't you answering my prayers? He is. He is. He's answering our prayers in his perfect timing, which will be perfect timing for our children. That maybe some of our children maybe aren't walking the walk. Maybe they're not living according to the gospel. But don't ever give up. Look who God chose. He chose a murderer. Not only once. He chose Moses, who murdered somebody. He chose in the New Testament. Again, he chose Paul, St. Paul, to be one of the greatest preachers ever walked the earth. He chose Peter, hard-headed, hot-headed Peter, who denied him once. And yet he chose him and gave him the keys to the kingdom. Look at Jesus' own lineage. His great-grandmother was a harlot before God changed her life. We believe in redemption. Begin to praise and thank God that we received God's redemption by he paying the price completely in full. Debt paid, stamped. Debt paid in full. He paid it in full for you and for me and for all those listening today and all those watching today. He redeemed us. He is our Redeemer. And we belong to him. But so do our children, our mates, our family, our friends that we've been praying for. He will come like a thief in the night. He will come like lightning that'll light up the whole sky. Lightning strikes when you least expect it or don't have any recollection that it's coming. But Jesus said he is coming. He said, I will return so that where I am, you too will be. Why? Because he created us to last forever. Forever. Hardwired to live forever. I've often said, and you've heard me say it in all my retreats many, many times, there are no dead people in heaven. People fall asleep. People pass away. Right? But there are no dead people in heaven. Jesus says clearly, I am not a God of the dead, but a God of the living. And we are, each one of us are going to be redeemed. Each one of us will be saved as we continue to believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what our past was, the Lord picked some pretty rough characters. I called them a motley crew. But they, once redeemed, once they came to know him and love him and serve him, there was no stopping them. They're the saints, all the saints that have gone before us. Murderers. The good thief. Look at the good thief. The good thief. Picture people that we've been praying for that maybe you think, oh, this person can't be saved, but nothing's impossible with God. But I don't see a change in her behavior or his behavior. They're living an altered lifestyle, or they're doing this, or they're doing that. I'm praying my heart out, but nothing's happening. Oh, I assure you, God is happening within them. Even when they least expect it, even though they don't know it. Moment by moment by moment, God is moving in them. When they open their hearts to him, when they repent, they will be with him in eternity forever. And that just doesn't mean when they die. When we say, yes, Lord, here I am, God gives us and releases the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives so that we can live out this salvation here on earth, that we can be his hands and his feet and his voice out there in the world that is so desperately needed. You are fearfully, beautifully, and wonderfully made. That's the scriptures. Jesus made us fearfully in all, in other words. He was in all. He said, not only were we good, but we were very good. He loves you. He loves each and every one of us. Maybe you just happened to tune in today on the dial and hear my voice and never listened before. Maybe you're listening because you were just searching the dial on the radio. And God wanted you to know that he formed you. He fashioned you in your mother's womb. That he loved you then and he loves you now, no matter what you've ever done in your life. And we have to remember that for our families, our children, even our enemies. These people that, you know, such hatred and vitriol and horrific things. We just went through this whole election and it was awful the way what people said and what they did and how they even tried to a point of killing someone, trying to kill somebody. But God, You see, he wants them with him too. And he wants us to pray for them. The righteous, he says, I'll always have with me. He calls us to be righteous. But he says, righteous I'll always have with me. I want you to go out after the lost. I want you to be light in the darkness. I want you to forgive even the unforgivable. I want you to love the unlovable. Things that you see and hear from others that you know is counter to the gospel. I wanted to redeem them too. I say it, I've said it just this past Tuesday again. You cannot corrupt evil. Evil's evil. Okay, all those were thrown out of the kingdom of God in the beginning. They were seen coming, falling out of heaven. They would not serve, especially a human being. They could not serve humans because they wanted to be God. And they couldn't believe in the God who was creating these humans. And so you and I were called to pray and remember that if something isn't good, it can't be corrupted. Evil is evil. Evil is simply the absence of good. They have no good in them. Darkness is only the absence of light, period. They don't have the light of the Lord within them. But the Lord tells us to pray for those who persecute you. To bless those who curse you. That seems crazy. To turn the other cheek. If you're struck on the cheek, turn the other cheek. Remember my son Sean one time saying, Mom, that's one thing that's so hard for me to grasp and understand. Somebody punches me, I'm going to punch him back. And he was like a little boxer, you know, as a young kid. He says, my ways aren't your ways. But they're the best ways. If there was another way, I would have shown you it. If there was a better way, I would have brought you that. So let us never forget. Don't look at somebody and say, this guy's lost. This woman's, she's lost. She's a hopeless case. There are no hopeless cases with the Lord. Our hope is in the name of the Lord who created heaven and earth. And so I think it's important that we remember who we are. We're God's children, children of the Most High God. And he has redeemed us. Not from anything we earned, not from anything we did, but because of grace. We're saved by grace through his word. Saved by grace. So I just want to remind everybody today, you know, when the, you know, there's going to be, always be people trying to trip us up. When they do, ask them, well, where does it say that in the Bible? Remember this. The Bible was written, put together by the Catholic Church, the written word, right? From all the apostles and all their testimony. And so, before the written word even came to be, Jesus Christ, through his disciples, through the people that he came to preach to teach to heal, to deliver, to sanctify when he left him his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have God dwelling within us. That's why the kingdom of God is within us. The kingdom of God is within us. Isn't that awesome? We don't have to run around looking. It's within us. Let us become aware that the kingdom of God is within us. You know, the scriptures say, and we forget this, we just heard it a week or so ago in the gospel, a different particular gospel reading. But Adam and Eve, they were, you know, Jesus was looking for them in the garden. They ran away when they heard him coming because they were all of a sudden, they had sinned. He made them perfect. But it wasn't that they sinned. We'd all be living in the garden with them. But because of sin, and they knew they had disobeyed God, they ran when they heard him rustling through the leaves to come to them. And he called to them. Called their names, and they hid because they knew they sinned. We're still doing that 2,000 plus years later. When he calls, he wants us to come to him. He wanted to forgive them. He wanted to bring apart a way that he could restore life to them again, eternity again, in spite of their sin. And so you and I, we're born for eternity. Where we're going to spend it, that's up to us. Here in the gospel, for those who repent and believe in him, they will be saved no matter what. Repentance takes you to Jesus. And when we repent, we are saved. And he's there to bring us fully into the kingdom of God. With all those that gone before us. But for those who refuse to believe in the name of Jesus, who refuse to believe in the triune God, who refuse to believe that he came to redeem the world. Those who refuse, they will not be entering the kingdom of God. And there will be consequences to pay. And so I just say to you, please, know that he's God and we're not. Don't give up on your children or your maybe you had divorces and you been wounded and broken or hurt. Don't give up on yourself and don't give up on that mate. Even though if you've never come together again, God will redeem all who are sorry. Not just sorry. Sorry is an easy word to say, but a turning of the heart away from sin. Away from rejecting God. So it's turning away, rejecting him. They will not enter the kingdom of God. It's not a nice way to say it. And so remember with your children, you're praying for them. Nothing more powerful than a praying parent. And we need to remember. There's a David in every man. And there is a Joan of Arc or an Esther in every one of us. Let us never, ever, ever forget that. And I could go on about that. We only have 5 minutes left. I guess six. No, five. Call in. What do you have to say about that? Are you encouraged to remember that God's hearing your prayers, even though can't see it yet, that he's already at work? He is, because the kingdom of God is within them. And just like when Paul, who was the worst one, he was out there to kill Christians. And he experienced redemption, salvation, and he became one of the greatest preachers in the world. People have pasts. And some of them are nothing to brag about, and some of them people hang their head in shame. But there are some of the people the Lord chose. He healed them. He renewed them. He restored them. He gave them back their dignity, just like the Father following, never taking his eyes off the Son. Even though he left them, took his money and spent it on horrible ways. But there was a point in that scripture, the prodigal son, and this word is overlooked so often, even in the story of the prodigal son. It says he came to his senses and went back to the Father. Today it is on my heart so strong that those that we're praying for, every one of them, we're praying for, we're loving them. We're standing in the gap for them. And I believe with all my heart, completely, I don't even have an inner doubt, that God, in his mercy and his love, will move in them in such a way, or her, move so tenderly and yet so powerfully within them, that they will come to their senses. My brothers and my sisters, I'm used to the 2 hours, and on Thursday, it seems like such a short time that we're together. And I praise and thank God for each of you. I praise the image of the lightning and the sudden appearance of Christ on the day of judgment, or the Lord's Day, as they call it. I pray that we will remember what the word said today. When he comes, it'll be like lightning that will light up the whole sky. Let us pray for all those who do not yet know him, have head knowledge, but haven't allowed him to enter into their heart. Let us pray for all those who consider us their enemies, who hate us. A true Christian, the gospel says they will know us by our love. Let us love one another. That's the most important thing we can do. It'll be love that will change hearts. Love of God. God bless you, and remember this. You have a week left. I'm going to ask you, please, to sign up for Lumina Christi. This is the last week you can. I'm sure there's some room left over there. Come and expect a miracle. Expect God's power to move. We have to create that within us, the atmosphere of being open and surrendering and trusting God for the miracle. He's still in the miracle business. He still heals. Let us come together. I'm trying to see if I have it. My theme is, what do you want me to do for you? And underneath, I have, expect a miracle. Expect a miracle, my friends. Expect God to redeem, to heal, to deliver. I love you. and I won't be here next week. I'll be giving my father and I will be giving the Illumina Christi retreat. Please call Malvern and sign up while you have time. All right? God bless you. And remember, God loves you. He always did and he always will. Let us love one another as he has loved us. God bless.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio on WTMR 800, Camden, Philadelphia.